Enforcement then?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams. Good morning. My name is Phil Kilbreath. My position at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is I work here in our headquarters office. My primary duty is I manage the state's recreational boating safety program. So in that context, I'm here to talk about a wake zone proposal that we've been working on for Canyon Ferry Reservoir. Just by way of background, Canyon Ferry Reservoir, at least by the surveys we've done, and I think this is true, is the second highest, receives the second highest amount of recreational boating traffic in the state, second only to the Flathead Lake. It's a very, very popular area for fishing, recreational boating, camping, so forth. It's very busy during the summer months. All commercial marinas around the lake currently have no wake zones. By arm rule, you can have a 300-foot no wake zone from a commercial marina. And then a few public boat ramps currently do as well. What we initially did with this proposal was we wanted to proactively address safety issues and maintain consistent regulations at all the major public boat ramps. So we originally proposed administrative rule amendments to create a no-wake zone in areas of heavy usage, which would include Shannon Boat Launch, Court Sheriff, Chinaman's, Cayley Bay. Cayley Bay is not a public boat ramp, but Cayley Bay has the highest density of cabins, has a lot of boating traffic, and we receive the most complaints of anywhere on the lake about wake issues in Cayley Bay. Hellgate Bay, Silos Campground, White Earth. And then we had a couple of changes that we proposed to existing arm rules just to clean up the language, move things to the correct reservoir, so on and so forth. We received comments on the first proposal from the public when we did our public comment period. A lot of the comments suggested that we consider adopting a 200-foot no-wake zone around the north end of the lake in front of all cabin sites, similar to the Western Fishing District. So just for those of you that you probably all know this, but just in case for the record, the Western Fishing District, any lake under 35 acres is no wake. Any lake over 35 acres has a mandatory 200-foot no wake zone around the shore. That was adopted many years ago in light of these very same issues to try to put a buffer around the shore. So we received a lot of comments that suggested that. We feel that rule has been successful. And we thought that idea was at least worth considering, and we wanted to collect additional public comment on that. So we extended the public comment period on February 13th. We brought this alternative proposal, or something back up. We on February, the February commission meeting, we brought an alternative proposal, which the commission agreed to extend public comment, and then we had an additional public comment period to collect comment on just the 200-foot no-wake zone on the front. So the public involvement in this process, the public has had an opportunity to comment on both proposals. Initially, we received 16 written comments on the first proposal, along with 5 oral comments at a public hearing. During the 2-week extension of comment, we received 28 comments. Comments were received both in support of the proposed 200-foot no-wake zone and in opposition to the 200-foot no-wake zone. So in considering the proposal today, the commission may adopt the first proposal as proposed on November 2nd, 2018, establishing the wake zone in the heavy usage areas from the background above. You may also adopt the second proposal, if you choose, that we brought forth on March 15th to establish a 200-foot in a wake zone on the north end of the lake from Cayley Bay to Crittenden Bay. Additionally, the commission can adopt parts of either proposal, or the commission can adopt none of them. So Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, we really feel that we would be happy with either one of those proposals. Either one would increase boating safety on the north end of the lake. Speaking on behalf of the department and the enforcement division, the boating program, we are committed to responsive waterway management, and we're going to, at least in this, in being responsive to problems. So our recommendation to the commission is that we start with the least restrictive and then make sure we're thoroughly evaluating how it works, and then if we need to add more restrictive regulations, we'll be happy to bring that before the commission. So therefore, we recommend the commission adopt the first proposal presented in October, establishing a no-wake zone around the areas of heavy usage listed. We feel this would be a positive step in addressing safety issues on Canyon Ferry and is in line with the comments that we received. I also want to make sure that I note that when we make this recommendation, as a program manager, I'm also making a commitment that we will monitor and evaluate the regulations on Canyon Ferry, and we will be responsive to what comes up, and we'll bring proposals. And we'll propose changes if we feel that is necessary. So with that, if there's any questions, I'm available. If our warden sergeant from the local area, Justin Hockluck, is here as well.
Are there any questions from the commission? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I do have a comment or a question for Phil, if you don't mind. I know that we have a very fundamental responsibility, all of us, you know, for doing these kinds of things for the purpose of safety. You know, that we also have another responsibility, which is to use, I think, the least, you know, impactive, you know, methodologies first. And I just, how do you assess between those two? You recommended the first option, which is a little less inclusive, but nevertheless, I'm sure that you've wrestled with the input you've had and the information that you can get from your people that have administered these rules in the past. So where are you with that, Phil?
So, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Aldrich, when we were evaluating it, we 200 feet from one end of the cabin sites all the way around to the other end of the cabin sites represents, in a sense, a larger area that would be restricted to no wake zone. So that would be one method that we considered. There were a lot of people that said we don't like having boats that are operating in front of our cabin sites. We also had a lot of other people that said we like to pull water skiers off of our dock and we like to operate. So our initial proposal spoke directly to public boat ramps where anybody and everybody can go to it, and also to, at least with Cayley Bay, one area that we received a large number of complaints on. But we also heard people that like to recreate in Cayley Bay. So, again, it was trying to make that decision. I think it came down to, you know, public boat ramps, complaints received, and that we wanted to start least restrictive in terms of how much area we were restricting, and then, you know, certainly we want to adjust it if we need to. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
If there's no further questions at this time from the commission, I would entertain a motion if it is the desire of the commission.
I'll move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt and amend the administrative rules pertaining to no wake zones in Canyon Ferry Reservoir as first proposed on October 17, 2018, commission meeting, and published on November 2, 2019.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion from the commission? Any discussion from the commission? We will have public comment on this. So at this time, I will open it up to the Helena here, if there is any public comment on this proposed motion. Seeing none in Helena, is there any in any of the regions? They all look pretty dark out there. Hearing none from the regions, I'll move back to the commission. Is there any further discussions or questions that any of the commissioners would have? If not, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I believe that was it under the enforcement. Please state your name and where you're from and your representation, please, if any.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly appreciate the time. My name is Jim Keane, K-E-A-N-E. I represent House District 73 in Butte, and it's probably going to be our last day over there. And I couldn't get over here till right now. I planned on coming over here at 9:30 for the Canyon Ferry deal. But I have a place at Canyon Ferry. Not only have a long history at Canyon Ferry. In fact, I built many of the projects at Canyon Ferry for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks when they actually managed the area in the 80s. So I worked. We had a program out there, and we worked extensively with the Parks Department, build all kinds of things at Canyon Ferry. I also have a home out there. And I sent a letter in to comment, and the thing that I'd like the commission to remember is Canyon Ferry was built as part of the Peck Sloan projects, which is dams here, farther downriver in North Dakota. And the difference in the Peck Sloan projects, federal projects, was is the earlier bigger projects were for irrigation and generation. But the Peck Sloan project specifically had another thing in them. It was irrigation, generation, and recreation. And the reason the cabin sites were actually designed to where they are is by the Federal Parks Bureau to pick those sites out to bring recreation to Canyon Ferry. And it's been successful over the years, and it's also increased and protected the land. But also over the years, what has happened is people don't like wakes, but boats create wakes. And that's what you're faced with is usually someone comes in and says, the bigger boats, the wake boats are creating a problem, but they're recreation. And I want you to be cautious on this and other areas when they start complaining about boat wakes, because that's part of the designated area at Canyon Ferry is for recreation. And it happens at the north end because that's where the cabins are. The thing that doesn't get taken in consideration, the wakes at Canyon Ferry, the major part of the wakes are created by the weather. And that also gets lost in the mix because it's on a nice day. Some people don't. I have a dock. I have a boat. The wakes come in there. But, it doesn't bother me. But when a new person comes, they come to you and say, we need to stop this. So I would be very cautious, and I know you've probably taken action on this, but I'm sorry I couldn't get over here earlier, but I would encourage you to let's start at least restrictive project. And the reason I'm concerned is if you have a dock and you have a skier, you want to pull it off your dock and you want to return to the dock. Well, now are you going to be in the no wake area? And I think that's kind of creates a problem because that was the designation, was to create recreation at Canyon Ferry, and boats are the big part of that, along with fishing and all the other stuff that boats do. So, and I certainly thank you for taking the time to listen. And it's a great place, and I've done a lot of work out there in conjunction with the Parks Department, and we're happy to be there. But I wish you would take in consideration not only this, but when you hear the new person that comes in, buys the place and says, it rocks my boat when the big boat goes by. It's just not fair. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, and good luck with your work today, too.
Thank you, and as I believe I told you earlier, we did vote. It was a final, but with the information, if the commission would decide to reconsider the action, that would be up to the commission. But we thank you for your time, and good luck at finishing up over there today. We're not going to come back now till 10:30.